Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Has Carolina basketball lost a step in recruiting? This is Archansky with Wednesday Sports Notebook. An old friend who has been a message board wonk for years texted me Monday night and said UNC was not getting Andrew Wiggins, the top prospect in the high school class of 2013, waiting to see who was leaving and coming at certain programs before making his decision. My buddy thought Wiggins would sign at Florida State, where his parents went and were star athletes. That would have been all right with me, even though the Tar Heels would have had to face Wiggins at least once next season. It would have been fun to see him play, and it was understandable had he opted for his parents' alma mater and was going to be the focal point for the Seminoles in his 1 year in college. But Kansas, that's not all right with me. First of all, it's going to rekindle the argument about which is better, Roy Williams' former Jayhawks under Bill Self or the current Tar Heels. Up through Carolina's last two NCAA championships, compared to KU's one that had pulled out when Memphis did not foul with a three-point lead late in the 2008 title game, you would have said Williams' program was better than his successors. Now it looks the other way around, and it all comes down to recruiting. The Jayhawks have continued to sign freshmen at a very high level, while the Tar Heels have not inked a true blue chipper since Harrison Barnes picked Chapel Hill over Duke in 2010. Carolina is still getting good recruits, some who turn into stars by the time they leave, but Wiggins would have been the one to confirm that old Roy has not slipped the last few years. Barnes could actually be the culprit here because he wasn't the superstar as expected from day one on campus. In fact, some of his liabilities were exposed, something Self won't let happen to the 6'7 Wiggins, who joins a solid freshman class at Kansas that lost four starters, including one-and-done Ben McLemore. Wiggins will be the hub around which the Jayhawks run, shoot, and defend, and his decision to go to Lawrence puts them right back into the national championship picture. Carolina did not think it had a shot at Wiggins until Reggie Bullock left school and opened up a starting spot. With Wiggins, the Heels were a likely top five preseason pick. Without him, they won't be ranked as high as the team he chose. This is Archansky. See ya.